Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. 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 Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Last name God, first name Black. Lyrics so tight you feel compelled to hit reverse playback. I disperse lame rap, go berserk, plain fat. Swinging my sword if you don't wanna get hurt, stay back. Stay back. I ain't a slave to a label, I love being free. Being me, so I guess you never seeing me on TV. Receive a hip hop award on BET. Instead see me at Savior's Day where the believers be. Tired of hearing rappers rapping about they got major cash, cause all that money that you got ain't gonna save your ass. From the shock of the hour, homie, that's a fact. You gon' regret every word in that crap you rap. Truth is why you walking with a limp like you're cool. A lot of you are broke, getting pimped by a Jew. Modern day Goodfella, I'm Bobby De Niro. Elijah is the Don, Farrakhan is my hero. The Fed said he watching me close, but I don't study them. Looking for hypocrites in the mob so I can bloody them. Stomping with my hard bottom Stacey's like I'm Joe Pesci. Catch him in the streets, cause then the monster captain won't let me. Won't let me, won't let me.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
It's P13, you can't see me like an abstract photo. With your skinny jeans sagging, showing your ass crack, homo. Your jeans so tight, you must have small testicles. Skinny jeans ain't gangster, you're looking transsexual. And now I see Lil Wayne wearing leggings. Get him lipstick, a person, a tiara to fit his head in. Drake can flow, but he be acting too feminine.
That's right.
It ain't hard to tell Lil Wayne bending.
Who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Oh, Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, ooh, Lil Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
He's too good.
Drake, it's just thank too you good. Yeah. So much.
Jay-Z is part of a satanic cult, very crazy. I guess Beyonce giving birth to Rosemary's baby. She needs to tell Sasha Fierce to sit her ass down. Rihanna's like a blunt that gets passed round. Nicki Minaj is of the greatest stylist, whacking in fact. Without the Botox injections, you probably flat in the back. Kanye, all I can say is I'm disappointed. You let the devil turn you out, now you Satan's anointed. You used to be the MC that Jesus walked with. You used to talk truth in your raps, now you only talk shit. Come on, with Khalifa, I wanna take a bat and bust your brain. Cause you're misrepresenting with a Muslim name. Either change your name or come right in exact, it's true. Black and yellow, I'm ready to beat you till you black and blue. I'm throwing stones while I'm living in a glass house. A love bulletproof my glass so it can't be smashed out. Smashed out, smashed out.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
All these fake garbage rappers gon' stay hating. I knock them out like Fight Night, but this ain't PlayStation. It's not a game, partner, I'm coming real with it. Problem 13 is on the scene, you gotta deal with it. Jesus, the satanic coast, it's a human sacrifice. I wonder what really happened with your nephew and Kathy White. Who's this dude, P13? He got hella nerve. I'm a Farrakhan disciple, I ain't never scared. And I don't care about you putting me on some death list. Anyone mess with me, got to have a death wish. Your arms too short to box with God. I'm backed by Allah, mighty God for all. So you better be careful, homie, what you decide to do with me. A wrong move and Beyonce will be doing your eulogy. This goes for Lil Wayne's little satanic gay self too. Step to me and you won't find a soul on earth to help you. Not cause of me, but the God that defends me. Will pay you back quick if you decide to come against me. Who got more power? Well, you're Lucifer or my Allah? Well, let's see. Come against me, homie. Try to go. Try to go. Try to go.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Problem13.net.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Show, everybody. You guys are fantastic. That was my guy, Problem13. Down with the Muslims, guys. That guy's a real good guy, real good friend of mine. Hey, where you at, Willie? Where you at, Willie? Where you at, Willie? Willie's a good friend of mine.
I'm right here, Caesar.
What's up, Willie? We We got Willie in the house tonight, guys.
Yeah, Caesar, I'm here. I've been working like crazy, buddy. I'm telling you, everything's been kind of rough all year round. I mean, hell, they don't cut down my my moonshine business. I can't do that no more.
Oh, wow.
It's been kind of hard. I mean, it's hard. It's like blew up, and then, hell, you kicked me out of my house. So, hell, I've been going like from here and there. And then I became a sheriff, and I started arresting folks just for the
hell of it. Hey, Willie, I didn't kick you out of your house, man. You're still around, man. You still live in a trailer, don't you?
I'm there, but buddy, you ain't cut the grass or nothing, buddy. I can't stay there with the grass up like that.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, check it out, Willie. I got somebody else in the house. I got Harold the Hippie in the house. Where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, what's going on? Am I calling number 10, man? I want those free tickets to see AC/DC, man.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, man, you ain't no free tickets tonight,
right,
man. You got the wrong show. That's the other show down the road a little bit.
Oh, wow, man. I really got this drunk guy on the phone, man. What's going on here, brother?
Hey, man, the show is just coming out. We got all kind of problems tonight, Harold. Pistol Pun was from the Coke Boys, supposed to be on here tonight. He came in, and he had a death in the family, so I need to let everybody know, guys. Pistol Pun from the Coke Boys, he will not be here tonight, but everybody else should be here pretty soon. I'm looking at the clock, and we might even have one on the phone right now. I got 915. Who is that 915?
Hey, you already know it's your 8-Ball crew in the house. You already know this African Mike. Yo, what's up?
What's
DJ
up,
Black
African
Team?
Mike?
What's up,
what's going on, gang? What's up with y'all,
hey,
man?
I can't call it, man. Yo, I got my man Just Wash here. He just got in from out of town. You know, he just got back. We all came out here in the back to kick it with you today, DJ Black Caesar. You and the friend, you know, show a little love, put a little word out on what 8-Ball is doing.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Hey, is Will Flux with you guys also?
Yeah, that's me right here, man.
Hey, Will, what's up with you, baby? What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I can't call it, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been out here working, man. We grinding. We trying to get ready for this summer, man. We got some big things coming. So, you know, that's what you're supposed to do.
Hey, you know what, brother? I want you to hold those big things 1 second. We'll be right back with you to tell everybody what you got going on. You can get into it. We can really get into it. Because right now, Pistol Pun, he won't be here today, man. So we have to let him go, man. He's gone now because I had the wrong music. But anyway, he said he had a death in the family also. Somebody dad close to him, actually the guy that raised him, passed away today. So he needed some time to himself. So we told him just to call back and reschedule. So that's what he's going to be doing. So we're going to talk to you guys tonight. It's all your night, guys. 8-Ball is 8-Ball night right now. We're going to be talking to you, seeing what you guys got going on, but you guys got slow stuff going over there. We're going to see what Harold is. We're about to get into it right now with Willie the Redneck. Willie the Redneck, you're on. What's up, baby?
Caesar, I'm up here. I'm just enjoying everything, Caesar. I miss my magical, what's that, my marshmallows, my mushroom, whatever the hell I have.
Oh, hey, Nancy, look, man, you know what I got for you, man. It's some brownies, man.
I can't remember. It's been so freaking long since I had some of them things. I can't quite remember what the hell they were.
Wow.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, man, I've been off the air for a while, man, because I got pulled over in the car with you and ended up getting locked up for a while, man.
Wait a minute. Hold up, now. You can't blame that on me. I didn't tell you to bring those magic brownies with you, and then you gave it to the damn cops.
Yeah, man. Hey, but I didn't think you were going to be drinking and driving, man. I wouldn't have even let you drive my bike.
Well, you know,
wow.
Hell, I tell you what, next time you need to keep them tires aired up so you won't be falling off the bike, then the cops won't be damn near running over us and trying to get us.
Wow.
Well, hey, man, I'm going to tell you this much, man, is that, you know, I had a bond, man, of $500, and 10% of that was $50, man, and DJ Black Caesar couldn't even put it up, man. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, guys, don't involve me with that. I told you, don't ever call me.
Caesar,
y'all go
hold
to
up,
jail.
Hold
on, man. Hold on, Willie. Let me get Harold straight first. Harold's always blaming me for something. I'm not the reason you went to jail, Harold. I'm not the reason. Yeah, when you guys go to jail, you gotta come over to your own blind, man. I told you guys. I said, Harold, what you need to do is have some money in the bank, and you didn't put your money in the bank. You like to bake those brownies, so you know what? Your money's gone. Willie's money's gone. He likes to make moonshine, so you guys don't deserve to be out of jail. That's what you deserve to be, don't you think?
Oh, man, hey, man, I had money in the bank, man. I had to send it to Stacy, the chief editor, so she can get a cord for this freaking Apple computer, man.
Okay. Hey, Stacy, don't even bother with it. Don't even come on the show and get mad at him, because I know what you're saying right now. I know what you're saying. I'm going to curse this A out as soon as I get on the show. But don't worry about it, Stacy, all right? You come on the show at 8 o'clock and just act like a lady, all right? Okay, guys, check it out. This is the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. It goes down every Wednesday night. We do all kinds of little skits, all kinds of stuff. We got all kinds of things going on. Right now, I got my two friends in the house, Willie and Harold, man. We're going to get back with them. We also got Will Flux in the house, LV the Slap Fiend in the house, and Flunt the Gift in the house. So we're going to talk to those guys a little bit and see what 8-Bar's got going over there.
Hey, Caesar.
Let's get into one.
Hold up, man. You can't be telling my business.
Hey, check it out. I think Stacy's here. I don't know if it's Stacy or not, but let's see who it is. It's a 702 number. 702, your mic is open. Who is that?
Oh, this is Richard Parker. What's going down?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Man, I'm good to go, man. I'm here on the road, heading into El Paso right now from last cruises.
Okay. Ain't shit, so what's up? What's going on with you, man?
What's good, Richard Parker?
I just heard a whole bunch of people talking. I didn't hear anything right now.
Richard Parker, man, this is the El Paso crew waiting on you to touch down, baby.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to hang up the phone. I got to go.
Hi. Okay, Richard Parker said he had to go, so let me hang up his phone for him and help him out a little bit. Okay, guys, we're about to listen to a song by my guy, man. We're about to listen to a song by my man, Hustler, Charlie the Hustler. Let's listen to this song real quick. We'll be right back with more DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. All right, guys, check it out.
Put the lights up, man. If all these niggas get in that booth, they get in that mirror, they be telling their homeboys lies. Blow up on this other nigga, that's a nigga I'ma honor, man. AK Charlie Hustle, Bound Gang, homie.
Hey, I knew I'd be a boss, it wasn't no question, no discussion. All that bad bitch talk, 9-10, out of fuck. Before the rap game, I was working off of people.
Right.
Staying in the project, grinding, sleeping, that's the geek. Buy balls and quarters, break them down, kill my weight up. Junkies at my granny on the porch, wanna wake up.
Right.
I'm posted in the gutter with my brother, steady hustling. Riding around, getting it stuck, no key off in a bucket. It was 12 summers, no farmers, now I'm running numbers. Lord for dishonor, ask a nigga, I'm a homer.
Right.
That white girl, dope money, get you what you want. I'm on the train, Pike on 9-10, hotter than a storm.
There
I'm hood with my cousin, now my nigga know a Mexican. I was out of Atlanta, now I'm trapping out of Texas.
Right.
I started talking cold and I went federal for my meal. Cut them squares out my supper and I went and bought a stick.
Right.
Look what the block bought me. Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me. I stayed down and grinding hard, wasn't no substitution.
Right.
I stacked up all my chips and then I came up with a solution. I hollered at my cousin, then I started distributing. And I was trying to get a bird until I took that trip to Houston. Bacon sold in Armaham, I guess they was a blessing. I was praying for some heaven to be ran across that mission. I started at the bottom, now I'm posted on the top. Had to mastermind my grind and had to learn about the guap. Nightmare as a kid, with no food off in the freezer. 12 years later, look what Lil Durkin did. It was 12 summers, no farmers, now I'm running numbers. Going for dishonor, ask a nigga, I'm a hunter.
Mama yells at Mexicans, I guess they was the blends. And I was praying for some infant to be ran across that mess. Mama yells at Mexicans, I guess they was the blends. And I was praying for some infant to be ran across that mess.
Look what the block ballin'. 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 Look what the block ballin'.
Yo, 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 check it out, guys. We're back right now on the DJ Black Season. We're back right now on the all-new DJ Black Season Friend Show. But I see a number out there. I see 915-873-873. Your mic is open. What's up, baby?
What's happening, y'all? From 915, it's K-Cutter in the building. 8 Bars Crew on this.
That's what's up. We got 8 Bars in the building, man. They're all in the building. They don't like all these different phones. Okay, guys, check it out, guys. This is what we're going to do right now. We're about to get into our interview. We're going to see what's up with Wheel Flux, get the 411 from Wheel and the rest of the crew. What's up, gang? How you guys doing?
Yo, we doing good, man. We out here, we grinding out here in El Paso. About to take this to the continental United States, you know what I'm saying? Summer 2014, that's what we doing. 8bars.com.
Okay,
you know the routine. You know the routine. I got my man here, Just Watch, with me. This is our resident poet. You know, we got nothing but bars for you. We got our senior promo guy with us. We got our girl, Kay Cutter. She on the other end. So, you know, we here in effect. We got Richard Parker. You know what I'm saying? He just ran into a little adverse action right there on the freeway, but he's good now.
Miss Parker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, hey, yo, we all coming through. You know what I mean?
I got you, brothers. I got you, man. Check it out, dog. Here's the deal. Let's see what's up with Harold. Where you at, Harold? Where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I was just trying to, you know, regroup, man. We got all these lines ringing with these 8-bar guys, man. I mean, wow, man. They seem like they got a big thing going.
You know what, man? They do got a big thing going. They're going to include you, Harold, because I already know what they got going on. I already talked to Mr. Flux. He's already filled me in with it. He's going to fill you in next, so just stay tuned. Stick by your boss, DC, the music man. You stick by him, and you'll know what's going on also. So I guess we'll get in touch with you sometime next week, let you know what the 411 is, or maybe this week before the weekend's, let you know what the deal is. But I want Mr.
Nice,
Flux to,
man.
Hey, check it out, bro. Hey, Harold, I want Mr. Flux to come front and center and tell us a little bit about what they're doing over there, because they're doing a lot of different things over there. So let's find out what they're doing. Mr. Flux, you got the floor. What's up?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Nothing but love to DJ Black Caesar and all the friends that's there. Hey, nothing but love. Hey, Will. Hey, tell Willie I see him out there. You know what I'm saying? I can see him. I feel him now.
Hey, Willie can hear. Hey, Willie, you hear what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy. I hear you.
Yeah, hey, Willie, where's Miss Ma'am at? Where's Miss Ma'am at, Willie?
I think that old buzzer back there somewhere.
Yeah, get her to the phone real quick so we can speak to her also. I don't like to leave nobody out.
Get that damn buzzer. Hey, buzzer!
Yeah.
Buzzer! Here, buzzer! Hey, Cleaver wants you on the phone. He got somebody named Will on the phone that got the Flux.
Hey, man, it's Wheel Flux, man. Wheel Flux.
Hold on for a second, Caesar. I thought you said I had the Flux for a minute. Hold on for a second.
No. I said Flux the Gift. You didn't hear me say you had the Flux? The Flux? I said Wheel Flux is on the phone with us, man. Okay, anyway.
All right, Caesar. I'll see you coming to this phone in a minute. Hold on for a second, buddy.
All right. In the meanwhile, hey, Harold, what you got going on in D.C., Harold?
Oh, man, well, I talked to my boss, man. He said that you might be bringing the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show to the DMV, man. So, I mean, oh, man, I think that would be a great opportunity for us to really, you know, do some big things here with you, man.
Yep, yep, that's what I plan on doing, man. So I'm going to make that move, man, like towards, you know, towards the town where, you know, in the next couple of months I'll probably be relocating, coming that way to see what y'all got going on in Washington, D.C., and Maryland, Virginia.
Nice, man. Yeah, let me know, man, because I want to have a fresh batch of brownies and margaritas for you, man.
Hey, that's a good combination, too, man. I had that before.
You know that, man. Hey, I'm trying to get that old crazy Stacy Darlene here, too.
Yeah, I know. I heard. Me and Stacy talked. I told Stacy, I was like, you know what, Stacy? I said, that would be a good move for you because my man said he has an office space for you right now. He'll put you in, and you can work on the magazine. Plus, guess what? You'll get paid also. So she was like, yeah. But, you know, I told her, I was like, you can find something there. There's always something for somebody to do, so, you know, I knew it's something for
absolutely, man. Hey, and then just having all the artists come here to this area, man, and just party with us at DC Productions Mini Concert Hall, man. You know, everything's going great, man. We got Adonis Progress, man. He's doing, like, big things, man. But
yeah, I
know that you would come, man, and host these shows, man, and we just, like, take it to the limit, man.
Right. I know Adonis is doing real good. I've seen him on Facebook, on Twitter, talking about what he's doing. I know he's doing comedy, he's doing R&B, he's doing rap music. Adonis is an overall guy, man. He can do it all. He's like a producer. This guy has his hands in all the he has his hands like on every iron in the fire pot, man. So he's always cooking up something. He's a good guy.
Oh yeah, man. It's crazy, man, but I'm so happy to have you around, man.
Yeah. Me too, man. Well, I guess Miss Man's not gonna get here. Okay, Mr. Flux, what's going on, Flux?
I'm right here, Steven.
Hey, Miss Ma'am. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing fine, sugar. What about yourself?
I'm doing great, Miss Ma'am. Miss you. I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to cook for these grandchildren. Stay out of trouble. And then school about to be out, so I'm about to really catch hell.
Wow, yeah, school's about to be out. Like, school's out right now. It just ended today for a lot of the kids around here in Mississippi area. So they're out today, man. It's going to be like hell to pay like next week. I know it's going to be hell to pay. But anyway, Miss Ma'am, so you're doing pretty good? How are things going around there?
I'm doing good, dear. I'm just trying to see if it's still legal to cook crack or something because I'm getting broke around here, getting hungry.
Hey, with that being said, we're about to get into it, Mr. Flux. Mr. Flux, where you at, baby?
Yo, everybody, I'm still here. You know, I'm fluxing. I'm just listening in to the show, you know, getting
okay,
my vernacular
okay,
right.
Mr. Flux, well, what's up, my brother? The show is all yours right now. Go ahead and speak. Go say whatever you want to say. Just don't curse, but say whatever you want to say, and let's get this show started, man.
Okay, for sure. You know, hey, everybody out there, yo, this is 8Bars, EAGHTBARZ.com. Yo, we got a lot of things going on. We want everybody here to know that's out here, that's grinding, that's trying to get on, that this is a place you come to, 8Bars. We the indie starting point. That is what we do. We expose you for nothing. I know, right? For nothing.
Wow.
So you mean, tell me. I can go out in the street and never mind. You just go on field. Say what you got to say, sugar.
For sure. Yes, ma'am. We believe in exposing the artists. We believe if we got a good product, we put it out, we believe people will come back to see it. 8Bars is elevated, you know, what we've been doing. We're no longer a web show. We're moving toward television now. We're in negotiation with, like, major networks around the world, you know, they talking about being in 22 countries. So 8Bars is about to elevate the game. If you're an indie artist, we got the plug for overseas artists. We got the poets. We got the comedians. We got the models that's tagging in, the DJs, the producers. Flunk the Gift Records out there in Washington, D.C., nothing but love to my man. X, you know I see you. My boy LV, the slap thing, you know what I'm saying, he's leading this entourage toward the world, you know, so we can take over. I got my man, my senior promo guy, African Mike, here with me. You know, M-I-C, you know, get it right. M-I-C, get it right. Ain't no M-I-K-E. Yo, you know, this is what 8 Bars for. We got, hey, we got a lot going on. Hey, I'm going to introduce y'all to my crew. Kay Cutter's on the phone, too. I see you out there, Ma. You know what I mean? We're going to let everybody, you know, holler at you real quick. We're going to let African Mike, you know, he's a senior promo guy. He's going to tell you some of the little things we doing, such as TV program. Not too much. Some, you know, the little teaser for you.
We got a little
Trap Maniac album that should be dropping by August 15th. LV's dropping more songs by July, first, second week in July. You know, we don't have a deadline as of right now. We got a lot of things going on. We got Just Wash that just came on. That's our resident poet. Yo, the guy spit bars. I mean, it's philosophical rhyme. It just, yo, it touch you. It pull it from you. You know, you touched when you get through here and Wash. We got Kay Cutter. You know what I'm saying? Our female rap, you know what I'm saying? She's sweet like that, you know what I mean? She's a little something to be reckoned with, you know what I mean? That girl next door look, but with all the pizzazz of that girl. So, look, I'm going to let African Mike talk to y'all real fast. Hit him up with that 8 Bars philosophy. All right, here's African Mike, our senior promo guy.
Hey, what's up, DJ Black Caesar? What's good with you?
How's it going, my man? You doing all right?
Hey. Out here trying to grind, I'm finna bring my African side out, so I hope you all ain't mind. Because once my African side comes out, you know, all of you are going to be like, where did the African guy come from? This is why they call me African Mike. You know, I have my African side that comes out because my parents are African. So I'm trying to show love to everybody. You know, I love everybody. It don't matter who you are. We out here, man. We out here. Look, on some real stuff, though. 8 Bars, we're trying to help all indie artists. No matter what you're trying to do, no matter what your grind is, we're trying to take all the brothers and sisters, whoever you are, whatever color you are, take us out of that philosophy of looking at a legal way to try to make money and making it legal. I'm not out here trying to leave off dimes and doves like all these brothers out here doing. I'm trying to get this money so I can sit back and know I put in the work and I get paid for it. That's all 8 Bars is trying to do. This summer we're going to have a lot of shows going on here in El Paso. We're going to start with El Paso. We got to Flaunt the Gift out there in D.C. We're going to try and put a show out there together, too. We're going to try and touch everybody where we can. We're putting the whole team together. The whole team is going to be worldwide. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll come out there. We'll do the legwork.
Right.
And we'll help all these indie artists. It doesn't matter what your facet is. And that's the only thing we're trying to put out there.
Nice.
Everybody understand.
Nice.
Wow, man. Hey, that's great, man. Hey, my boss just called me, man, and he wants to have a sit-down with Flaunt the Gift because my boss has his own place here in Washington, D.C., man, so they want to arrange a meeting with you guys.
Hey, we here. Come to them beats. That's why we're trying to work so hard because Flaunt the Gift is killing the game. I'm telling you, like, sometimes I listen to the beats this man makes, and the beat by itself takes you somewhere else. So it gets all these artists that we got, they got to come with their best. We got artists fighting over beats. And like we said,
right,
you got to come with
right.
your hardest work. Whoever got the hardest bars is who's going to get on the beat. You got to work for it.
Right.
Well, wow, Caesar, you got a couple of jams. I mean, real talk, you got a couple of, you know what I'm saying, our fingers. That's just something we put out the prequel just to get everybody ready. That's just all that
right,
is.
Right, right,
right. Black Seas, I got a quick question for you, man. You got like 5
yes,
minutes? Because I'm trying to put the resident poet, Just Wash, I'm trying to put him on the mic right now. And he's probably going to do a little something for y'all so y'all can see what 8 Bars is working with.
You got 5 minutes, man? This flux again.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, well, check this out. We're going to put our resident poet on. You know, just something to, you know, wet your palate. Let everybody, hear it. Hey, this is our color, though. All right.
If you're concentrating, you might want to put that phone down. Put the phone down. Put the paper down. You want to listen. I'm telling you right now.
Nah, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do them like that, man, you know.
hey, you know, I wanna thank my man, you know, African Mike and my man, you know, Flux and Flaunt the Gift and all them cats, man. But you know, hey, it's like they say, you know, 8 bars is conglomerate. You know, it's a lot of things going on. You know, hey, DJ, where you? You out of Shreveport, bro?
No, I'm out of Tupelo, Mississippi, man. I'm out in a little town called Shannon, Mississippi.
Okay, yeah, man. I know that area, man. You know, I got family down in Vidalia and Natchez. You know,
we all got
family down there, so I want to give a shout out to my family down there. You know, it's just Wash. You know, that's the name. You know, out here trying to do my poetry thing. You know, we everywhere with it. You know, D.C., been in that area. You know, DMV. Shout out to my man on the mic out the DMV. You know, been out in that area. You know, Alexandria, Virginia, Crystal City Mall. You know, shout out to my people in the DMV, you know, dealing with I-10 East, 395 East and West.
Right.
Sorry, I got
to
deal with that traffic. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm just blessed, you know, to be dealing with some positive individuals. You know, LB, you know, Slap Phenom, you know, Slap Fiend, you know, you know, everybody that's, you know, Mr. Richard Parker, you know, getting out there doing this comedy thing, you know, just a shout-out to everybody, you know, trying to do something different. You know, I ain't going to give y'all no bars just yet. You know, they say we got it for a minute, so I'll probably give y'all a little something later on. But, you know,
Make them wait for it, Wash.
Shout-out to the crew, though, to everybody out there, you know. Killer Cam Loco. You know, everybody out there, everybody, you know.
Hey, DJ Black Seas. Look, man, it's just easy, and we don't know why everybody don't get it or don't see it. I believe, like, it's easier for me if I go to a store that got everything I want so I can cop it off from there at the same time rather than going to 3-4 store. That's the difference between 8 bars and everything else out there. We got a resident DJ, Cam Loco, like, Everybody's stupid with what they're doing.
One more thing, not to cut the boss man off, but you're going to have to forgive me for this one. I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier. You know, I've been getting the Facebook hits. You know, everybody's seeing 8 bars now. You know, I'm coming out this summer. Everybody's looking. You know, I'm not trying to pump myself up, but, you know, hey, I'm not single. I am married. So.
Hey, keep it
in 1,000. 1,000. But I've been married 9 years. African Mike know that. African Mike been knowing me since, you know, been pimping. But, I said that to say, you know, I know we on the air now or whatever, but happy birthday to my beautiful wife, LaWanda Washington.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Washington.
That's the only reason why I brought that in.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Washington.
If she hears this and I don't say that, then, you know, I got to sleep on the couch or something.
Hey, brother. Let me tell you how you can hear it, man. You can go back and play this again and again and again. If you got a website, put it on your website because these shows are recorded. So the recording will be ready like about 2 hours when we're done with the show. It'll be ready 2 hours afterwards. So if you guys want this show right here, I'll send it to you. Will, I'll send it to your email, Will, or I'll send it to you on Facebook. Okay, guys.
So, you know,
we're going to find – I'm sorry. Okay, check it out, guys. We got a caller from 301. What's up, caller?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, this is Flaunt. Flaunt the Gift Records in the building.
Hey,
oh,
how you doing, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, boss, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. I can't complain.
Hey, let me ask you a question, brother, before we get started. Did you ever meet up with DC the Music Man?
No, I did not.
I did
send him an email and stuff, you know, tried to reach out to him, though. Like, I guess he's like a little busy or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Because I got Harold's on the phone with me right now. Hey, Harold, you still there?
thing, man. Yeah, man, we like to do, man. My boss is always busy, man, so I apologize on that, you know, but we didn't see the email, but can you come out to our show tomorrow and possibly chop it up with him in the office?
So, sure, yeah, I could do that, though, but I want to get an email back first, though. I want to make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Oh, man, absolutely, man. What email address did you go through?
As you know, as of right now, I couldn't even tell you, though, but I'll definitely get back to you, though.
Let me ask you a question, Flint. Did it start with A&R or did it start with DC Productions?
I think it started with DC Production, man. That sounds right.
Okay. We'll give you
you're going to have to go with DC Productions with the S at the end at yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay, let me write that down. Hold on. DC Production with the S at yahoo.com. Got you.
You got it. Yeah, man. Send him an email, man, because I know he really wants to have you out, you know, and just chop it up with you in the office, man. He's got, like, all these shows going on, and we'd love to have you guys come out, man, and really just mix in with us.
Hey, Harold, you know what? Hey, Harold, check it out. What I'll do is I'll send you Flint to give his telephone number tonight on your Facebook wall. I'll put it in your chat box. I'll send it to you tonight so you have it.
Nice, man. Yeah, because if he's in the area, man, we just opened up the club, man, about 6 months ago, man. And, oh, man, it's the hottest thing around, man. Everybody's talking about it, man. And we're getting ready to run the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show out of it also, man. So.
Right.
Definitely, man. We want to definitely network together, man, and do big things.
Right. All right. So
we got
something new we're doing also, man. We're doing something new ourselves. We're gonna wing off on this, but we're gonna be working with you guys also with 8 Bars. So 8 Bars, we will be working with you guys. Harold's in my camp with me. DC's in my camp. So everybody works together. We got 6'4"s in my camp. Stacey Darlene's in my camp, so we all work together. So we will be working with you guys also with the magazine. We got all kinds of stuff we're working on right now. So we got the A&R Review magazine, which DC does, and then we got the A&R Urban Edition, which I do. So we got everything going on right now, man. We just got to work something out. We actually need some more people to work for us also, just putting it out there. If anybody wants to work for us, you guys come over here and work for us. We need an editor. We need somebody to help Stacey Darlene out taking asking questions. So if anybody out there is listening, get at me. My number is 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. Get at me as soon as possible because we're about to put some people to work. We're about to do some big things with Flint to Give Records, with Mr. Wheel Flux, with 8 Bars. So we're about to do a lot of big things with these guys. And also DC the Music Man with the mini concert hall in Maryland, Virginia area. So we're going to be doing some big things. So you guys get at us because we're booking shows right now. We're trying to get at Floyd Mayweather. So anybody has Floyd Mayweather's contact, I got in touch with them today. Got in touch with a young lady. She's supposed to be giving that number back. And I'm still waiting for it. So, baby, hurry up with that number so I can get in touch with Floyd Mayweather because we really need to get him booked for this show. I'm going to be hosting it. So if we get everything done and said and done, it's going to be in New York City June the 8th. I'm sorry, the 18th. It's going to be in New York City. And hopefully we're going to take this thing to Washington, D.C., where D.C. the Music Man did it, and do something in his club because we got to take it there. So, guys, 8 Bars. 8 Bars is talking. 8 Bars, hold on for a minute, guys. I'm going to go to one of LB's songs. He has a song called Music Is My Life. We're going to go to that song. We're going to play that song right now. These messages.
Flock the Gift Records in the building. Yeah. Let's get it, LB.
Yeah.
then you might relapse. Back in the land, I have a positive smack. Who you know got slumps and who you know can get back. I got bicycle rhymes, I can hustle on the track. It's too easy, no training was attached. In fact, I got moves like that. I'm a factor, rip beats in half like a raptor. It's slaps giving to your pilgrims, I fulfill in the rapture. Metaphoric homicide, first 40 days couldn't capture. So sophisticated, should've earned me a bachelor's. School's in session, I have automatic masters. Bill Gates knowledge, so the windows is my passage. Music is me, I done fathered all these bastards. There's fear in your heart, I can walk you to the pastor. If you won't be, I can lead you to the pasture. I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track.
I never lose track.
I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said
music is my focus. I never lose track.
I try my best to be the man that I am. It's all obstacles. My life in a turbine. I live to be logical, never a Columbine. Death is not optional. See it for yourself. HD for your obstacles. I'm so vivid when it comes to this rap shit. Picasso couldn't even paint a picture to top this. I'm so monotonous, what the fuck am I here for? Ain't nothing stopping this, no ceiling, writing hieroglyphics on the damn wall. I got Indian blood vessels, your boy here, Biffle Walk. I'm a lone ranger on a mission, I'm the treasure that's forbidden. I'm locked in a cubicle, this a murder that I've written. It'll be the next airbender. Lord, please help me, I'm a damn sinner. I hold my position like a damn sinner. You can meet me at the gates, man, I'm front and center. I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track.
I never lose track.
I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said
music is my focus. I never lose track.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said music is my focus. My words in your mind, you can hear me off tops. I'm trying to bring life back to hip hop
like
the promise that I pay.
Yes,
say I give you props. My thing, the new thing, the best thing in hip hop. The fresh breath of air, no one can compare. The logic that I spit is so uniquely and rare. I'm a problem. The boy got issues, so I think you better calm him. Music is his medicine, he addicted to the treble and bass. Let the music hit his veins to see how much it will take to overdose. I need a detox, my heart rate is a beatbox. A b-boy,
ready for some Reeboks,
looking for some high socks. Used to have battles on the playground in the blacktop. Music is the reason why my movement is strategic and I spit cold bars. Hope you cats ain't anemic. Paint a perfect picture like Picasso on a canvas. I'm a damn it, buddy, these rappers that act hard. See him in person, they brute paw. They're the reason why hip-hop is gonna crumble up and fall. I'ma bring it back to life, build it up and let evolve.
Music is my vision.
Slap
beam, slap beam, slap beam. Yeah. Shout out to my man Flux. Shout out to BH Tracks, a.k.a. Mr. Polymath. What up, sucker in command? Yeah. Slap beam. Stay tuned, baby. Yeah. It's only beginning. Music is my focus.
Wow. It's my boy, LB, the top, and he's putting it down, guys. Real heavy, real heavy, man. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Caesar, man, I wanted to tell you something, man. Shout out to you, man, because that song's actually been in rotation here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area on DMV Spotlight Radio for the past 6 months, man.
You know what, my brother also has been on, like, about maybe 35 other radio stations thanks to me also, because I gave it to 45 stations, but 35 of them are playing it right now, including my own station, which is Rinse Do Pay Me Radio, Rinse Do Pay Me Radio, Rinse Do Pay Me Radio.com. You guys go there and check it out. It has everything, blues, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, you name it, man. Bluegrass, country, rock and roll. You name it, baby. Mexican models, Spanish, you name it, man. Black models, we got white models, we got everything. Hey, we got sex. That's what we do. We sell sex. No, I'm just joking. Check it out, guys. Go there and check it out. We got everything in the building right now that you can think of with a website. It's all on DJ Black News website. It's all at rentsdopaymeradio.com, guys. Go check it out. Hey, guys, check it out. Here's something else I'd like to tell you guys. I would like to tell you guys also, hey, Mr. Flux, can you still hear me? Mr. Flux, are you still there, brother? Hold on, let's see what's going on.
Hey, man.
Hold on. Let me find that phone. I have so many phones, it's hard to find. Somebody has something going. Hey, guys, check it out. If you're not really talking right now, how about putting your phones on mute? Because right now we're getting a lot of feedback, a lot of static stuff. And I got so many people on the phone, I would hate to mute somebody out. Hey, I don't want to mute anybody out. So you guys mute your own phones out, please. Hey, is Mr. Flux still there? Mr. Flux, are you still there?
Flux, are you talking about Flux?
Yeah, that's what I said, Mr. Flux.
No, he's not in right now. Okay.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Who is that talking?
It's Flux, X-Man. Flying to give records, baby.
Hey,
what's good?
X-Man, I'm glad you're on the phone, man, because we want to talk to you anyway, man. So why don't you let us know a little bit about what you got going on, Mr. Flunt, the Flunt the Gift. You got this going on, you got that going on. So you got, how many artists are you guys working with at the time right now?
Yeah, we actually got, of course, we got LV the Slapping, and we got a couple more tracks coming out with, some featured artists. We got this female. Her name is Monet out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And we got another guy named Murph. He's out of VA and stuff. But yeah, we got those tracks be coming out probably like within the next 2 months. Dropping hard. These nice joints. Nice.
Cool. Well, that's what's up, man. We like to hear that kind of stuff. I got a question for man Willie. Willie, where you at, Willie? Oh, hold on. Let me cut Willie's phone back on. I cut Willie's phone off. I'm sorry about that, Willie. Willie, your phone's back on, man.
Yes, Fraser, you're on here. We're here, buddy. What the hell are your name?
Hey, I got a question for you, Willie. How does Flunt the Gift sound to you, man? Like somebody you can work with? Does he sound like a guy that you think about? You got second thoughts about? What's up with Mr. What's up? Tell me about Mr. Flunt the Gift. How does his name sound in your head, brother?
What about who? What?
Flunt the Gift, man. Flunt the Gift Records, man. You know, the guys on the phone right now.
I'm telling you, I like them, buddy. They sound positive and everything. I'm telling you, I know one thing. I wouldn't be drinking no moonshine with them. I wouldn't even give them any because I think I'd just be corrupting them or something. I don't want to corrupt the poor fellas, so I wouldn't give them moonshine.
Okay, I
guess,
man. Hey, you know what? Hey, Flunt, that's a good
yes, sir.
Coming from Willie, because Willie is really, really not a positive guy, man. So when we ask him,
I appreciate that.
Hey, when we ask him,
I like that.
He tells the truth, man.
I like that.
He said he likes you.
I thank you.
Hey, what do you think about Flunt's Gift?
I love him. I just let my grandchildren just listen to him. I mean, they. It's about time you have some positive people on here. I mean, they ain't cursing and all that crazy stuff.
Man, what are you talking about? Everybody that comes on this show is positive, Miss Man.
Well, I ain't been on here in a long time. See, I've been in the old folks' home.
Wow. That's your question, Miss Man. How'd you get out of the old folks' home? How'd you get out of that?
I put on the doctor's.
I'm telling this, ma'am. I picked her up actually on my bicycle, man, and we actually escaped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
what
happened. I escaped, you know. He put that doctor jacket on, and then he acted like he was a doctor, and we just walked out of the hospital, you know, out of that place.
Yeah. I hate to say this, Miss Mel. Now, I've seen Harold how he looks, and I've seen you how you look. You guys look like two cartoon characters right now to me. I'm just letting you know. You guys, you look like cartoon characters, like you walked off a cartoon script. How'd you guys pull that off that you were doctors in the hospital? That sounds really funny to me.
Well, the way I got in was I wheeled Willie in, man. He was all drunk, and I put him in a wheelchair.
Okay, I got you. Hey, hold on, guys. I got 843. You're on standby. What's up? Who is that?
Yeah, this is DJ Cam Loco, 8 Bars and 50 DJ.
What's up, man? How you doing, Loco?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good. What's up with you?
Hey, man. We just laid back right now. We're talking the whole 8 Bars crew. They study coming in, study popping up. You just popped up,
oh, yeah,
man. So we need to find out some information. But hold on 1 second, sir. I see Nan 15. Is that one to give also? Is that one to give 8 Bars crew right there? 915.
No, that's 8 Bars Flux.
8 Bars. What's up? Who's that now on 915?
It's Flux.
Is that the young lady?
Hey, yeah, hey.
It's Flux.
Hey, Flux. 915 is Flux to give. 915 is Flux to give. You know what I'm saying? If you see 915, you know what I'm saying? You see 915 on there.
Check it out, brother. I thought 301 was Flunt to Give because Flunt to Give lives in Washington, D.C.
301 is Flunt to Give. Yes, it is. You're right. Absolutely right. That 915, that's our home base. That's in El Paso. That's Texas, baby.
Hold on for a second, my buddy. 915, that you Flunt to Give? I mean, is that
you? No, sir, 301.
Is that Will Flux?
Yeah, that's Will Flux.
I know your number, Will. They can't throw me off, brother. I'm like, I know that's Will, man. What's up? Hey, Will, I was trying to get you earlier, man, but you weren't on the phone. And the reason I was trying to get you to see did you have anything else you wanted to tell everybody before we got you another song.
Well, yeah, hey, I want everybody to know that when 8 Bars started off, everybody out there, you know, can hear my ears, you know what I'm saying, everybody out there, music is my focus. It's an anthem for what 8 Bars is trying to bring, okay? Our campaign for the year 2014 is bringing life back to hip-hop. We got a lot of people out there, you know, got controversy about hip-hop, but if your artist and your producer is not performing on the track, then that's not hip-hop. Hip-hop is different from rap. It's different from R&B. You know, it's a flavor. And so everybody needs to, you know, understand that when we say hip-hop, it's a flavor. And it's a different type of flavors across the scope. But bringing life back to hip-hop is our campaign. And we're going to do it 8 bars at a time. So hence the name, 8 bars at a time. All right? So
right.
Basically, hey, we want everybody out there that can hear us, if you want to get on, you're an indie artist, you seasoned. You have to be seasoned and ready to go. We have the staff for you. Come see us.
Can I say something, buddy?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just seen some 3x8 bars. That wasn't no fun, buddy.
Well, I would just like to say, yeah, you know, not to go over the boss's head, but you ain't got to be a seasoned artist. They don't care what you do. We don't care what you do. You can pick up 2 pots and a pan and some sticks and play them. If it makes a melody, you come holler at them. That's what we say. Right,
we don't
right.
care what you do. If it's marketable, we'll market it. They'll market it. Doesn't matter what you do, where you are, black, white, green, purple. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, whatever your talent is, whatever it is you bring to the table, just bring it.
Just watch. Hey, I'm just saying, man, eventually we ain't just going to be on this earth no more. We're trying to take 8 bars as far as we can.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if people listen to tomorrow. We're going to play to them over there. We're going to take what they want, what you got, we're going to get it over there to them.
We don't care.
That's what we say.
We don't care where you from. We don't care what hood you from.
What sex you claim? Bloods. We cool with Crips. We cool with East Siders, West Siders. No matter where you from.
At the end of the day, we all got to be about
what
making
about
this
trailer
money.
Park, buddy?
We all
what about
the
trailer park?
We all want
to the trailer park too, right, buddy?
The trailer park is just another word for ghetto, and I'm from the ghetto, so we get up with people
yeah.
from the trailer park too. No matter where you from,
hey.
Trailer park. Bottom of the earth, the gutter. We've been in the gutter. We got people that was raised in the gutter. We got people that was raised on all terrain.
Look, like I try to tell everybody, man, look, I don't call myself African Mike because I just want to call myself African Mike.
Exactly.
I want to respect my heritage. I want to let you all know that's where I'm from.
Exactly.
I am the definition of African American. Both of my parents are African, and I am an American citizen. I am an African American, but hip hop was my connection to America when I lived in Africa. I had nothing else. I ain't had no American friends, but I had hip hop. I had that connection there.
African brother, check it out, man. I just want to say this to all my African brothers over here in Africa right now. You guys in Zimbabwe, Danny, wherever you're at over there. I want to say what's up to everybody because I got a lot of African fans that follow me from Africa, and they do their thing. I got a lot of their music on my radio station right now. So, you know, I just want to say what's up to my guy over there. What's up, Rosper? And what's up, Creeper? And you guys are a fantastic artist, and I'm going to keep supporting your music, keep putting you guys on the radio. Just keep it coming, brothers. You know, just keep it coming. I'll keep putting you out there. And also, just letting everybody know. What's up, Willie?
Yeah, let me give my shout real quick, Caesar. I want to give a shout to Nelson Mandela over there, shout to Zulu and Kunta Kinte over there too, buddy.
Hey, Kunta Kinte does not live there, Willie. Kunta Kinte is just a fictional... anyway, okay, guys. This guy right here is something else. Hey, check it out, guys. Willie has did this before, and he embarrassed somebody when she ran off the show, and it was really kind of messed up, but she ran off the show because he said something about Kunta Kinte. And then we had... hey, who was that we had on the show, Willie? Was that... That was The Roots. You guys remember those guys? We had them on the show, and Willie asked them, was their hair really nappy, and was they part of the Roots, the Slave movie? So he embarrassed them, and they got the show. They were like, and it's just embarrassing how Willie does it. But the thing is, if you're an artist, you're supposed to not take that criticism. You're supposed to not take those jokes. You're supposed to go with it. So if you can't take a joke on this show right here, then it's probably not the show for you. And, you know, if you got to dismiss yourself, that's cool. Well, Willie, now, I want to see you tonight, Willie. I don't want to do anything derogatory. I don't want to do anything negative, so let's keep it clean. You guys,
hey, Caesar, these guys inspire me, buddy. Hold on, God. These guys inspire me. I mean, they really positive, and they really inspire me. I mean,
Right. Absolutely, man. I agree with you. You're absolutely right, because they inspired me also, and that's why I'm doing work with them right now. I've been promoting my man LV for a while now. They only paid for a month, but the month is still going on. It's probably like, what, about how long has it been now, Flint? About maybe 5 months I've been promoting LV?
Yeah. Did you have to put that out, though? You had to put that part of it out? We only paid for a month. You had to put that out?
I'm saying that to say this. If you guys want to do anything with DJ Black Caesar, then you need to represent DJ Black Caesar, and it goes for everybody. You guys need to represent DJ Black Caesar, and I'm going to say this also. You guys that don't represent me, believe me, I see everything that goes on when it's online. If it's happening online, believe me, I'm sitting there looking at it. So I'll call you in a heartbeat, and I'll say something that you might not like, something you might like, and I don't really mean it to be distasteful, but the thing is, I will get it out there. So I do talk to everybody, and that's no harm to you guys because you guys do represent me and you do say things, good things about me, and I like what you guys got going on. That's why I'm saying that I do represent LV the Slap Fiend because there's not too many guys that I recommend to anyone else, not too many guys that I work with on the low. And, you know, I keep that going. So you guys that want to work with me, you guys need to come aboard, man, because I got a couple more spots left right now. And we're doing big things over here with 8 Bars, man. So you guys jump on with me. You get on with 8 Bars, and we can see you have a nice little package for all you guys. So you guys really need to come to the table, see what these packages are, because Mr. Flux is putting his package together right now. We're going to see what he has for us eventually. And, you know, DJ Black Caesar, DC the Music Man, Flux the Gift, we're all in there with them, man. So we're going to make something happen. It'll be something good for all you guys, man. So this is the time to get in now. If you're not getting in now, then like my man said, you know, if you play the bongos, the drums, anything, you're hitting on pans, you can get in. But if you're not doing anything positive, not doing anything to the point where we think is positive, then you're probably not going to be in. So that's all I have to say. And, Flint, what's up, baby? Talk to us. Tell us some more, man. What's going on with you?
Yo, everything is good, man. I appreciate everything, man.
Cool.
Hey, all is good, man. I definitely appreciate. Huh?
Yes, sir. Well, no, I'm just saying, we're about to get another song real quick. We're going to play a song real quick. This song right here is by my guy from the Wu-Tang Clan. This is the Dungeon Master. If you don't know the Dungeon Master, then you know what? You just don't know the Dungeon Master. But anyway, check him out.
Disaster, Dungeon Master, Dirty Clansman.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me, they be hating me, but it's okay to me, but it's okay to me, cause I'ma keep making that money, that money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me, they gon' be spraying me, but I stay with G, but I stay with G, and we gon' keep making this money.
Yo, hey yo, keep on making this money, live it up through the struggle, persevere and stay on your hustle. I treat my life like a puzzle,
like a puzzle,
one piece at a time, and that's the whole damn reason I rhyme. Shit. About the grind, the top is where I'ma climb. Why these haters keep hating, cause I stay on their mind. But in my face they won't say nothing, they act like it's fine. Solid and swine, they try to be down all the time. I'm like, yeah, chill dog, you should read between the lines. Uh-huh. Instead of acting like you're the man when you ain't even signed.
Nope.
Hip hop comes from my soul, it's too hard to define. Uh-huh. I do it for the ones that show love and helping me shine.
What
all
up?
These young bucks nowadays is musically blind.
Uh-huh.
Talking about slinging a banging diamond and doing crime.
Nah.
It is reality, I'm making moves, but nothing like mine. I'ma keep making money till I'm past my prime. Let's get it.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. They be hating me. But it's okay to me.
But it's okay to me.
Cause I'ma keep making that money. That money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me.
They gon' be spraying me.
But I stay with G.
But I stay with G.
And we gon' keep making this money.
I'm the dark to the light, the wrong to the right, the shining star to your gloomy night. War paint cover face, feel fright, tenderloin moist and tight, apple head, nah, get it despite. I despise characters, doodle on sight, tissue in your garment, fanny mane can't wipe. Follow the sling, bang out tracks, all types, competition, stomach, ain't settled. Drink the weed tea and brandy straight from the kettle. Y'all dudes be mini green, like gecko. Told you before I let go, empty the pockets, cash flow. Make way for Mr. Burn the L slow. What y'all dudes don't know, y'all rather be Pip Hostro. From BK Revenges, got pissed to blow. The only thing that raised my bell be dough.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. It's okay to me,
but it's okay to me,
cause I'ma keep making that money,
that money.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me,
they gon' be spraying me,
but I stay with G,
but I stay with G,
and we gon' keep making this money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me,
they be hating me,
but it's okay to me,
but it's okay to me,
cause I'ma keep making that money,
that money.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me,
they gon' be spraying me,
but I stay with G,
but I stay with G,
and we gon' keep making this money.
Hey guys, you know, a lot of people in the Q area, man, questions. Let me click this one right here. Yo, 702. I know who that is. That's Stacy. What's up, Stacy?
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up with you, Stacy?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Trying to get used to this bipolar weather we're having in Vegas. It's crazy out here right now.
Wow.
Hey, how you been, man? We miss you.
I've been all right, Stacy. What happened to my what happened to the wedding certificate that you supposed to have sent me?
The wedding certificate?
Yep, we got married down there in Vegas. You remember that?
Would you stop telling people that?
Yep, you were drunk, but I still remember that.
I would have had to have been drunk. But I didn't.
What is on a new brand of alcohol, Stacey? He's on that new moonshine. He's making a new batch of moonshine. And it's really gotten through his head, so. He thinks he's married now to you.
How's Ms. Ma'am doing?
I'm just doing fine, honey. I'm right here. I'm listening to old crazy-ass Willie. That don't make no sense.
Wow.
I think he got the fuck.
Ms. Ma'am, it's been a long time. We miss you. You haven't given us any words of wisdom in quite some time. The show has not been the same.
Okay, let me tell you.
I don't know when she gave us some words of wisdom, Stacey. What are you talking about? You on another
she
joint.
Always gives words of wisdom, whether it has to do with you and child support and all kinds of stuff. You know, she's always giving her words of wisdom.
Okay. And Stacey, it's about you. You know something, Stacey. That's why you my sister. I'm glad you remind me. Stacey, send that damn child support over here, honey. We've been waiting on that child support money for the past 3-4 months.
Hey, waiting for me.
Hey, I missed part of the first show because I kind of got called into a meeting, so I missed the second half. You know, I got the first 30 minutes. Is Harold still here, or did he leave?
Yeah, Harold's still here.
Harold is still here? Harold. Okay, I guess
Harold.
Maybe he had to go. I wanted to make sure
Harold.
I said hi before.
The bathroom or something.
Harold,
come out that bathroom, boy.
It's all right.
Harold
he went back into hiding. And my
hey.
Boys from A-Bars, how you gentlemen doing? Hello.
All right.
Doing
all
good.
All I get
appreciate
is an all right. You hear that?
No, we're doing good.
I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. LV the Slapping had a phenomenal interview in the magazine. He sure did. And, you know, everything is going good. You guys need to check out that interview on it, too, if you guys haven't. He had a really good interview going. I actually had a lot of fun interviewing him, too. I haven't forgotten, LV. It was a lot of fun. Definitely.
Cool.
So what's going on, Cees?
Well, tonight, my guy, Pistol Pun, he had a death in the family, like, while he was on the phone with me, and he was really distorted and broke up, so I told him, I was like, yeah, let's just do it another night, and so he's
well,
no longer, the Coke Boys, yeah, he's no longer on the phone with us.
Our condolences go out to him. Our condolences go out to him and his family.
Yeah. So, A-Bars on the phone. Will Flux, hey, Will Flux, where you at, Will? Hold on, let me cut this
you're right
phone
here.
On. Hold on one second, brother. 915-228-228, I got your mic open now. Who is that?
Oh, this is Big Stacks.
What's up, Big Stacks?
What's happening with you, my brother? What's going on?
Hey, Big Stacks, nothing much, man. Now, are you with 8-Bars?
Yes, sir. That's my fan right there.
Wow, we got a lot of you guys on the phone lines right now.
That's awesome.
It's a whole lot of us. I'm going to tell you that. It's a whole lot of us.
It's kind of hard to touch you guys out from the audience, so, because I see you guys got your hands up. All you guys got your hands up. so it's easier like that. So if you're part of the 8 Bars crew, please push 1 on your dial pad so I'll know who you are, and then I'll come through and I'll pick on you. But right now, everybody's pushed.
So 8 Stacks, what is it that you do? Tell us about yourself right quick.
All right, I'm the big homie. They call me Stacks, the big homie, Montana Stacks. And I rap, write, you know what I'm saying, come up with ideas, different ideas, you know, that we do. Been doing it for a minute, so, you know, a lot of the little homies, of course, you got to have that big homie in every crew, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing with younger cats who, you know, who are coming up and they need a little guidance or whatever. So that's what Big Stacks do.
No doubt.
Cool, cool.
No doubt, no doubt. And you're part of the 8 Bar crew, too. You know, they got a phenomenal show. Cease, have you checked out their show?
Have I checked it out? Oh.
Yeah, no. I was talking about Cease. Has Cease done
sorry,
that? Because, you know, to interview, and it's any, guys, it's anything indie, right? Am I correct? Anything indie?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking not just musicians, we're talking writers and poets and just you guys promote that whole
model, comedian, singers, the whole nine.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How often is this show played?
Well, the next one I think will be next month or the month after. You have to talk to Big Willie Flex on that, though. The main man, he should be.
He's a hardworking man.
Yeah, he don't sleep at all. The man don't sleep.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, he's on it. He really is. He's definitely on it. Now, do you guys, is there performances or is it just interview? Like, what goes on with during the show?
Definitely, it's a little bit of all that, performances, interviews, you know, getting to know, you know, the individuals. What they doing, you know, cities they come from, what they got going on, where they at, you know, just networking.
There are so many of you. How many would you say is in the whole, when you say you're part of the crew, are you part of the staff or are you one of the artists they feature?
Both.
Awesome. That's good.
I would say if you just add everybody, the whole fam, oh, man, I 25, 30. Easy.
25, 30. Well, is Flex back? Did we get him back, Cease? Is he back on here? No, maybe? LV?
I know LV's not, but Flux, are you there, Flux?
No, you lost him.
Flux, are you there?
Okay, we lost the boys. 8 Stacks, it's you.
Well, it's me then. It's your boy Montana Stacks. We live, you know what I'm saying? My boy Black Caesar, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I see Flunk. I see Flunk the Gift out there too. I see all the guys out there, but I don't know if Wheel is out there because I think his number dropped.
He should be.
He should be
out there. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
as a matter of fact, he's the one that.
Hey, Wheel, turn your phone off, man. Turn your phone off mute, Wheel. You got your phone on mute.
He's probably over here directing.
So, Stacks,
oh.
I guess while we have a minute, why don't you tell us how long have you yourself been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was a child. My grandmother, she was a pianist in the church. My mother's a vocalist. My wife is a vocalist. So as far as doing music, I can't even remember when I haven't done music.
Wow.
Nice. Now, you produce as well, or?
No, I don't produce. I write, rap, you know, like I said, give cats ideas, you know, especially like the younger ones coming up, you know, help them out with their flow and their diction and, you know, where to put their emphasis at, how to pronounce words, because my grandmother was a school teacher, and she's real big on pronunciation. You know, if you don't pronounce the word, you don't pronounce your words properly, she's going to dig it in your behind.
So your wife being a singer, you know, a vocalist, have you ever done anything with her?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I believe I sent a song me and her did to Cease. I don't know if he remembers it or not, but it's a song called Nothing I Wouldn't Do For You.
Nice.
Yeah, me and my wife. My wife goes by the name of Mistress. Her name is Annette Rudos, but her stage name is Mistress. And she would be here with me right now, but she's in the studio recording, so.
Okay.
She working.
Okay.
She working.
She working. That's how you do it. That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Black Caesar.
Did I hear somebody in the background?
Yeah. It's DJ Cam Loco. Hey, Bars and Switch for DJ.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I've been listening the whole time.
Yeah. Been listening the whole time? So why don't you tell us something about you?
I just got with 8 Bars like maybe about 2 months ago. You know, they brought me on. Well, my manager, Austin King, he told me he wanted to give me an opportunity, you know. And once it took me like once just to meet Flux and to talk to X, and I already knew it was going down. Like, I mean, I've been here before, but not this legit, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't know, man, these guys work so hard. Like, in LV, the Slap Fiend, I work with so many different artists. But LV, like I told him, he's Muhammad Ali, and I'm his fucking coach in the background. I'm telling you, like, I tell everybody, you know, Muhammad Ali was the greatest, but he still needed that mentor in the back, pumping him up, you know what I mean? That's me, you know what I mean? Like, even Floyd Mayweather, he got somebody in his back, that's me. Like, I tell him he don't even need to talk. All he got to do is spit records, and I'll talk for him.
Keywords. No, don't do that no more.
Yeah.
Man. Don't fucking frustrate me.
Hello? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. But anyway, Stacey, go on.
I don't know who's on the phone with me now. Who's on the air with us?
That's good.
We got Stacks. We got Stacks. Stacks, boy, you're true ride or die, aren't you?
Y'all ready.
That's right.
You got Flunt the Gift on the phone.
We got Flunt, too. We got Flunt the Gift on the line, too, though.
All right, Flunt, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. I kind of missed, you know, normally I come on during the second half, and I actually always tune in, but I got called away, so I didn't get a chance to fill in. So if I ask you some questions that you've already been asked, just kind of bear with me a little bit. But what I really like you guys to do, because, I mean, this is the whole 8 Bars crew that we got, and apparently there's a lot of people in the audience. So why don't you explain to me and everyone out there, even if you already have, tell us a little bit about 8 Bars in depth, if you could, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, 8 Bars is pretty much it's a vehicle for artists, you know, to expose themselves. You know what I'm saying? To get out there and to, you know, provide that vehicle for them to get out there and flaunt their talents, you know. It doesn't matter what, you know, if you're doing, if you're rapping, singing, spoken words, whatever talents you have, though, you know, we work with a lot of people. We have a lot of people watching 8 Bars, you know. So it's all about getting that exposure, because you never know who's watching, and pretty much, like, we just want everybody. We want everybody's talents. That's all we want from. We want no attitudes and all that stuff, because it does happen every now and then, you know. But it's pretty much just a place where, you know, everybody is busting their butt on 8 Bars. Though we all wear like multiple hats, you know. Like me personally, I'm the producer. I handle all, you know, all the music, mixing, mastering, composing, whatever it may be. Like, you know, we might even like do some things, like we've done some things where we did music for other folks and stuff, you know, other companies and everything. I mean, we do it all.
I don't mean to cut you off here, but I just wanted to say this. This man, Flock, is the truth on the production. He is the truth. Let me tell
really?
You.
I appreciate that, brother.
Nice.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Now I have a question. If anybody out there in our audience is, you know, would like to get in touch with 8 Bars about possibly being featured or, you know, whatever, it is that you guys have, how would they get in contact with you?
They can go directly to our website. As a matter of fact, though, we're actually like working on our website right now. But DJ Caesar has our contact information, so if need be, like they definitely can reach out, and we'll definitely reach back to them, though. You know, because we have I don't want to give my direct line, you know. I don't want to give my direct line.
Oh, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to give my direct line, though, because I, you know, it's a lot of things.
Okay,
I'm,
but what about your social media sites? Why don't you hit us with
okay.
that? That way they can at least contact you there.
Sure. On Twitter, Flaunt to Gift ENT. At Flaunt to Gift ENT. FLAUNT. FLAUNT.
Okay.
Now,
does 8 Bars have its own Facebook page or anything like that that you know people can follow to see what's going on? Like, how do they follow the show? Where would they go to see the show? From what I understand, you guys are on YouTube, right? Isn't it a YouTube? You guys have a YouTube series going? No? Somebody? Steph?
Hey, Stacey, I'm here. You want to talk to me?
Yes, Harold. Do you have a YouTube show going on?
I don't have a YouTube, and I'm actually calling from a payphone, and they don't have the number on it. Somebody scratched it out. But if I need a number, hey, Caesar, did it show up, man? Maybe they can call me, man.
Hey, Harold, I have a question for you. How's the turtle?
Yeah, go ahead. He's actually doing better after that crazy advice you gave me about taking for a walk in the snow. But everything's doing pretty good. I'm really excited about DJ Black Caesar moving the show here to the D.C. area. So, I'm just waiting on him, I want to make sure that he doesn't have any sports or anything,
Steve is going to be okay. That's it. The all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show is making a move, huh? They're making a move.
Yeah, man. And then we're trying to get you to come here also. Are you the only one on the line? Do we have any special guests on here? Is Willie Trump
here? We have some special guests,
yes, ma'am.
Where
is everybody, man?
We had 8 Bars on the show, and I don't know what happened to everybody. They just kind of disappeared. We're back? Are we back? I asked you guys a question. Nobody answered, so I wasn't sure if you guys were still here. Harold.
Oh, no, we're here.
Oh, nice. Okay, Harold, you got anything to ask our 8 Bars?
We want to have them come out to the show.
Like right
now, how do you guys feel about that?
Right now, for the show, hey, we're taking whatever we can get. This is the plan for us. We're putting all this pilot together, okay? Because we're already in talks with all the with a couple of TV networks that are trying to get us on. But we're not just trying to jump on any network to go out there because we know what we got is great.
Right.
We're waiting for the right one to jump on. So if you got clips, we don't care where in the world you at, what artist you at, shoot a little clip of what you got, throw a little shout out to 8 Bars, send it in to us. You know, we'll fit it in where we can get it in.
Yeah, man. I mean, my main thing is music is my focus, man. So, I mean, I need to really, figure this one out.
Oh, wow.
What website would they go to, guys? Kick your website out. What website would they go to?
www.8GHTBARZ.com, 8 Bars. But, we threw the 8 in there. That's our website that we're beta testing just to get everything rolling right now. We'll let everybody know when the official website come out.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking that there was something on YouTube. I don't know why I was thinking that You guys had something going
because
on YouTube.
Because on YouTube. They do a YouTube video for everything. I don't know why they're not
doing I think the reason she was thinking too hard, man, is she's probably drunk drinking them damn Bloody Marys again at her job.
First of all, I don't like a Bloody Mary, to be honest with you. If I'm going to drink some, it's going to be a margarita, and I'm not drinking right now.
that's the first.
I'm just saying. Have you guys ever had a Bloody Mary? This doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
You know,
I'm sorry.
This is the time I wanted to come on. It's 9:30 my time in the DMV, so I wanted to give some shout-outs. First, I'd like to give a shout-out to my homeboy and my boss, DJ Black Caesar, and the Friends Show. Now, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even exist, and I wouldn't even have a manager as DC Music Man, DC Production. So that's my second shout-out. But my third shout-out goes to somebody that I haven't talked to in a long time, my good friend Johnny Hollywood of Rock Hard Chicks. Then I'd like to give a shout-out to my boy, 64 Gregory Productions, man. He's my main man. Then I'd like to give a special shout-out, because it's almost 9:30, for the one and only Chief Editor Stacy Darlene of the A&R Review and A&R Review Urban Magazine. And let me tell you, this magazine is hot, and we have worldwide viewers. So anybody that's interested, get in line, man, because these copies are going fast.
Wow. You heard that, guys. They're going fast. You better jump on board. Hey, guys, if you need to get a magazine, all you need to do is talk to us. The magazine, we ship it out like every day. We got magazines being bought around the world. So if you guys want to get the magazine, all you got to do is say, hey, I need the link, and we'll send you the links. If you guys don't have the link, we'll send you the link. Get a magazine. Support the cause, man. Support DJ Blackseed. Support DC the Music Man. Support what we got going on. Support the A&R Magazine. Support everything, man. Support Team Rinse and Baby, man. Hey, support 8 Bars, because we're going to be working with them too, man. Hey, Harold, you need to get DC on. Is DC around you right now, man?
To be honest, man, I don't think he knows I'm even on the air, man. I'm supposed to be hosting his show tonight, man.
I snuck off, man.
I don't want him to get mad, man, but if it wasn't for you, DJ Black Caesar, there'd be no Harold, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you saying it, Harold, but that's cool. I appreciate it, and I thank you for the love. But also, Mr. Flux, are you still there, Flux?
No.
Oh, Flux had to walk out real quick. He had a phone call real quick. He'll be right back.
Okay.
After him,
you know what?
I got George Wash here.
What I'd like to do is, you know, I'm sorry, Steve, you know the delay in the phone. I apologize.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
But, you know, with the with LV, we had him in our February issue, but it depends on where your head is at. I would like to maybe in the June issue, I would like to do a feature on just 8 Bars in general, and because last time we focused on one of the artists, but I'd really like to advertise something with 8 Bars directly and maybe do an interview on that and put it in the magazine, so that way our readers can now maybe reach out, and, you know, that's kind of a network. We go to you, and if you have anybody, you know, you let us know, that type of thing. What do you guys say to that?
Oh, we're definitely down. We're definitely down for that.
Absolutely. And actually,
here's the catch right here, guys. Here's the catch. Let me tell you what the catcher is before you agree to that. All right, the catcher is you must purchase a magazine. That means all you guys got to buy one of the magazines. Stacy doesn't say that, but I'm going to say it right now. Got to buy one of the magazines, guys. So if you guys don't mind, purchase the magazine. We'll get you in the magazine. Now, everybody from now on, that's what we're doing, man. We're actually selling that. At least I am. I'm selling like that. If you're not going to buy the magazine, we're not going to put you in it. Say you're going to purchase the magazine.
Ain't nothing but a word, man. Ain't nothing but a word.
Okay.
The thing that Mike forgot to mention,
I don't know what the young lady's name is that works for the magazine or the reporter. I don't know her name. But
Name is Stacey Darlene. Her name is Stacey Darlene. She's not a reporter. She's actually the chief editor of the magazine.
That's okay.
Okay, editor, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Oh, it's
all right.
I've been called worse.
Actually, hey, nothing wrong with being a reporter. Ain't nothing wrong with being a reporter.
That's
I'm
right.
A reporter.
That's
I'm a
right.
Reporter.
I report everything, man. I'm the reporter.
But,
I report everything.
You know, real talk, we already took care of the first end of it. You know, summer school getting ready to come up. And at the school that my son attends, there was about 50 students that Mike didn't want 8 bars. It's not that he didn't want 8 bars to be in on it. He didn't want people to get it mistaken as a sales ad or anything like that. But from talking to him, letting him know we took care of the lunches, they can go to summer school. We'll have bag lunches delivered to them every
That's
day
nice.
That they go to summer school. And
He absolutely.
He took the initiative, you know, to ask and say, hey, is this something that other schools would benefit from? And, you know, right now he's trying to explore that. So, you know, in my opinion, you know, just knowing him, if there was going to be an article done on what 8 Bars is about.
Oh,
that,
yeah, definitely.
That's
what
it would be.
Sure.
That's what it
would be. Sure. I like the direction you're going with that. Now, I actually, to be honest with you, was not familiar with that aspect of 8 Bars. Is this the type of stuff that you guys, I mean, first of all, that's phenomenal, and we commend you on that. That's phenomenal. So are there any other things that you guys do, like any other type of activism or you know, helping out in your community do besides that? I mean, that when I asked about 8 Bars, it was just, you know, focusing on the indie artist, but I really like that aspect of it. What else do you guys do?
Honestly, I mean, just being a female out here in 8 Bars, I'm the only female that I've seen. I'm around guys all day, but it's just, it's fun because I get to throw my own woman side of things in. I'm very poised with my words, at least. So I get to tell a story, my story, and that's what's great about it. I get to tell a story and people can relate to that, and that's what I'm trying to actually do, just personally.
Cool.
Got you.
Hey, I got a caller out there at 480. You've had your hand up for some time, caller. What's up? Who is that?
Hey, DJ Black Caesar. It's King Arthur from 8 Bars.
Hey, King Arthur. What's going on, man?
Nice.
Nothing much is up.
Hey, man, I don't know it, man. I was waiting to see when you're going to come in, so you finally made it here, huh?
I made it.
Cool.
How you been?
What's up, King Arthur? You want to tell everybody who you are, King Arthur, and a little bit what you got going on?
I manage LV out of 8 Bars, and I'm starting up a radio show. I pretty much do all the management stuff with 8 Bars and help out with all that.
Okay. That's cool. So being a manager for 8 Bars, is it difficult? Do you get any time to actually schedule him some things that are productive, or – does he just do on the show? Is he on the road all the time doing shows or what?
He is very busy, working every day. We're all working every day, really busy, trying to get all this set up. I mean, it's a long process, but we're getting somewhere now. And people are starting to recognize what we're doing, so it's a good thing.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's great. I tell you what, man, me and you need to probably talk a little later on, man, like in a week, because I need to holler at you, man. We need to get together and talk about some things that maybe I could bring to the table for you guys and see what we can come up with, because we haven't talked yet. And I'm busy all the time, too, man, trying to get some stuff going on for DJ Black Season Friends Show, with A&R Magazines. I'm study doing stuff for that. And then I got my own life, so I only have a life right now, to be honest with you, because I'm always doing.
That's all right. I don't think I do either.
I know you're laughing, Stacey, you don't have a life either. So let me just put your stuff on the line. You don't have a life either, because you're always working on the back of me. You're always at work while you're doing it. So you know what? You don't have a life either. So I'm going to put it in there also. And D.C. doesn't have a life, and Harold Hippy doesn't have a life, so none of us have a life. I'm sure the 8-Bars crew can testify that also. So none of us have a life. So, guys, we don't have lives. We just workers all the time. But anyway.
Hey, Steve, I actually have a question, if I can ask it. The gal that was just speaking, again, you guys know I'm not going to say it again, but, you know, I missed that first part. Who was the woman that was just speaking?
Yes, ma'am. Kate Cutter is on the line, the first lady, 8-Bars, you know what I'm saying, coming straight out from 915, holding it down for Texas, riders all day, you know what I'm saying, babe?
That's what I wanted to hear. Tell me, you're the first lady, and working around, you know, the environment that you're in. What is it exactly? You do music? What is it that you do?
I rap. I do. I love to sing, but not on the track. That's not my forte. I've actually done poetry since I was a kid. I did creative writing. I had actually submitted some stories into, like, the Reading Rainbow contest, got honorable mention, stuff like that. So,
oh, wow.
Words and articulation have always been a part of my life. My mom's a speech therapist. So she's very respected in the community and stuff.
Wow.
So, man, one thing I've always prided myself on is that my ability to speak, because I'll chew somebody up, even just swallow it, regurgitated all of my words. I'm lethal with it. And it's just I'm not trying to be cocky or anything. It's just what it is. So I'm confident in what I do, and I like to tell my stories. I'm very animated. I want you to feel me, see me, and act like you was there, because that's how you get the feel. That's how you get a vision. That's a visionary right there.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hot. What's your name?
Kay Cutter.
You sound just like Jules from the DMV.
Stacy,
doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And let me tell you, Jules is a phenomenal person. I love that girl. I really do. So that's a compliment he just gave you. Because she's a phenomenal person.
Stacy, check it out. You know what? You need to get this girl's info so you can get her in the June issue of the magazine. She needs to be in there.
I'm one step ahead of you. I already wrote it down. One step ahead of you. We're definitely going to be in contact, Ms. Cutter, because I really would like to hear and talk a little bit more about it, especially, you know, like you said, you're able to speak your story and represent it, and, you know, being the only female out of the 8-Bars, it kind of hit me when you said that. That would be an interesting.
Yeah.
I would definitely like to hear about that.
You know what? Hey, you know what, Ms. Cutter? I would like to offer you an interview on our show. On this show right here, I'd like to offer you an interview at some other date and time. You think we can talk maybe tomorrow? Can you give me a call tomorrow?
Yeah, no problem at all. Just give me a time. I can go ahead and do that.
Just give my number from do you have Mr. Will Flux's telephone number?
Yes, sir. I'm definitely in contact.
Get in touch with Mr. Flux and just tell him that DJ Blackseed said give you my personal number, and he'll give it to you.
All right, this sounds good, sir. Sounds good, definitely. It's actually a good experience. I really enjoy it. I've actually never been on, like, a radio show, so I'm not kind of, like, real tickled about it, but I'm holding it all deep down inside.
Well, you know what, Sutter, this show, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff going on with the show, man, because to be honest with you, we're supposed to have other people here, but since Mr. Flux is going to be here and he said he's going to bring a lot of people, I told him that, yeah, we'll do it with him and the Coke Boy, not Boot City, but Pistol Pun. Yeah, and had a deaf family, so that's kind of like not good. So basically I told him, I was like, brother, why don't we just reschedule your interview for another date, later time, and let you go on and do what you're going to do, go mourn. And, you know, I got rid of him, so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to tell you the same thing. I'd like to get an interview with you at another time, so call me tomorrow, and let's get that set up for you. It won't be next week, but it'll probably be the week after, so we'll talk about it, all right?
Most definitely, definitely. Details are important, and I'm down to get them tomorrow.
Cool. Okay, Stacey, Darlene, hold on 1 second, Stacey. Let me see how much time we got. We got about maybe 19 minutes. In 19 minutes, I'm going to play another song.
You know who's awfully quiet? Miss
Ma'am
and Willie are awfully quiet. What's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but we're going to play another song. This is Juicy J, Wills, and Trey Songz with Bounce It. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gonna stay trippy for life, man. Yeah.
Bounce.
I'm about to take your girl.
Bounce.
Check it.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, 20. Work your way up to them big face, honey, just throw more bands, grabbing ass with both hands. She in love with the dope man. She wanna be my main chick. I was thinking different. Clap that ass, light up blonde, baby. Let's get ignorant. She strip for the G, rate cash like Link. She got double D's and ain't shit free. Came with my goons, but I'm leaving with a diva. With an ass like Serena and a face like a Leo. Red bone and some red bottle. She finished college, she a head doctor. Bouncing ass while I'm getting high as propellers on a helicopter. Let's do it again. Me, you, and your friend. Don't even need a room, give me head off in my bin.
In my bin,
where my double cup. Time to pour it up. Got a bitch so bad you can't afford to fuck. Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
You know what, and I can make a girl break fast. My pants be on that too much lust, and I'm by whatever, baby. Take a photo, I'm looking good, and he's breathing low beneath you. Understand you're misunderstood. Premium level goods, we pay whatever for it. Over these pussy niggas, only under influence. So a buck up and a back out like that. Roll a pack out, take a light hit, might nap. Got a thick bitch with a shook stick, I'm smacking a bucket. Probably nothing but that. Ball head, scallywag.
Real niggas salute me.
That Memphis game.
Stay by Rudy.
I'm Marcus Saul, a Shelby though. That's plenty though. That's Juice J. For Lauren got it, then get me though.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One.
Paid up like Diddy. Toss up the cash and she show me her kitty. Got some white girl and a white girl. Doing my tongue a lot off of her titty. Ain't tryna fuck, I just find a replacement. Feeling so global, I think I need Asian. Ratchet on deck and they know I'm gon' stunt. I'm tryna get hit while smoking a blunt. Take it to my hotel, beat the pussy up. I don't know her name, but I wanna fuck. Along came Molly, then came Doobie, then Codeine in a styrofoam cup. See me in the club, best pop, they poppin'. Do it real good, might take you shopping. All these raps can't fit in my pocket. Keep that thing 100K in a socket. Then it's back to my room, she come out of dress. Slob on my knob, think you know the rest. I don't buy these bras, Nikes, but I keep these girls in check. Working for that money, bitch, you gon' have to break a sweat. Bounce,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Juicy J featuring the Whales and Trey Songz, man. Bounce it, man. Those are my guys right there. I like those guys. I can dig that song. Hey, I can dig that song all day. Let me cut this mic back on real quick.
Do we still have Stacks here?
Let me cut this mic back on and see if that's Stacks. Stacks, is that you? Yo, Stacks, are you still out there? Okay, let's move it on. Stacks out there. 480-480, I see you. Who is that?
It's King Rasta.
Okay, man, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. We were trying to get
Hold on, Stacey. Let me try to see who we got out here, man. I got to cut some more mics on. Hold on one second, all right?
Okay.
Let me see. Flunt the Gibb, you still out there? No, he's not. Will Flunt the Gibb out there?
Flux finally just got back. Flux here, African Mike here, Just Wash here. We just got back. What's good?
Who'd you want, Stacey?
I was looking for Stacks.
Stacks ain't here right now?
Montana Stacks.
Hey, Stacey.
Yes.
I just wanted to say you were asking earlier after you just watched it talk to you. We do try to do as much as we can for where we at right now, but we don't try to pull a lot out. We're not looking to gain from doing good for the community we're in. We don't think that we need to put that out. What we want to put out is the music, it's the artists, it's the models, it's the talent.
Right.
We don't want to talk about the good we're doing. We're going to do good. Because everybody there's a bunch of us were in the military. You know, I did 8 years in the Army, and I chose to get out because, to me, the Army was changing. It was my time to get out. But Flux did 22 years. He's a retired veteran. You know, so the man that's leading the team, you know, has to be led for 22 years.
We are ready.
Because regardless how long he was in the military, he always had a leader. So he always learned.
He's already given.
We put in the team together. That's all we're doing.
We are all community. Anything.
See, that's awesome. Yeah. And what I'm impressed with, and I like the fact that's actually very humble of you to say it's about the artist, not exactly what you do. But like even with you know, when I interviewed Curtis Blow and I can't remember the cat that I can't think of it right now. But you know, the importance of giving back to the community and the necessity as an artist, the responsibility of an artist to do something like that. So when, you know, the brother was telling me about, you know, and I say that because I can't remember the name. I'm sorry, I've got so many people on. Was talking about the school lunches. You know, I mean, that's good. I think you have a lot of artists out there that are not, you know, it's like it's all about let's get this money, let's get paid, let's do this, and not remembering or even trying to give back to the community. That's why I was so impressed with the fact that 8 Bars was doing that. But I hear it's definitely about the music and the artists and so forth.
The way we look at it, we just want to be able to come home and everybody in your town know who you are, know you got bread, but they ain't got to worry about coming to bug you. Because at the end of the day, if you don't take care of the community and you go out here and try and get all this bread, where are you going to go back to with this money?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to live comfortably in your community and know everybody in your community are good. And we tell everybody, if you have the talent, bring it out, and we'll help and put it out there. We'll market it. We'll put it in a way that it's out for the audience to listen to or for the viewers to see, and they'll see what you have. We're not going to send you out there with half work. We're letting you know you're going to work hard. It's going to be long, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah, I can do more.
You know, this Just Wash again, and, you know, it's like you said, you know, it's not about going out into the community and saying, hey, I'm a rapper, I gave $5,000 to the community. It's not about that. It's like you said, it's about getting off the streets, because these streets, these dime sacks, these bag sacks, that he's saying that he's passing up on, okay? There are children out there, okay?
Right.
There are people who are out here selling these drugs. There are people out here doing these things, you know, and we're right here in the community with them. Their children go to school with our children, and that's what it's about. That's why we say it doesn't matter what you do. That's why it doesn't matter what your talent is. It doesn't matter because, you know, selling drugs is math. You can add 20 and 20 is 40. You can add. So you have a talent, and we have a place for you. Is what he's saying.
Because right now, it looks good to these kids out here right now. It's summertime. They can go out here and get a couple of $100 in their pocket. They might feel good about it.
Right.
But we're trying to show them a different way. That if you go to summer school,
that's going
to
be my son's
thing. We'll take care of the food. We'll do whatever we can to help you to keep you in school for the long run, for what happens at the end, for the long run. Put the hard work in the school. Put the hard work in the talent you have. And we'll help you market it, and you make a better person of yourself. So what if you got to work hard for 3, 4, 5 years? It's what you get after that. You don't want the quick money. I done the quick money. The quick money ain't worth it, because as quick as it comes, that's how quick you're going to go.
8Bars Youth is trying to put a show together. We're looking for 3 skateboarders. Okay, we already have 2 on deck. We're looking for skateboarders. West Side of El Paso. That's what we're doing the show at. Western Hills Elementary is the first school we're trying to hit up. 8Bars Youth Skate Show. Mark it on your calendar.
Awesome.
It's in the working.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
This is Flux talking to you. You heard it here first. 8Bars.
Hey.
It's all about the community.
Hey, Flux, I know that you and I are Facebook friends. What I'd like you to do is tag me in something that's talking about the skate. And you know, I'll link it out. You know, I'm a big time networker. So, and I know you and I are Facebook friends. So hit me on that, tag it, and I'll send it out without a doubt. And Seas is a great networker too. So, I mean, definitely hit us up with that. One more thing, because I know we're coming to an end pretty soon here. You guys had an artist, and I feel bad because I can't find him now. Stax was on here, and he was
really. Montana Stack.
That's my name. That's my dude. Shout out.
Okay, I would like to get
Montana Stack.
I would like to get him in my magazine, our magazine. I really would. So Season, I was trying to get him back on the air, but we don't know where he's at. So if you can kind of pass the word along, Flex, you've got my contact information. Maybe you can hit him with it because I'd like to call him right now if you wanted to. It's up to you. Sure, if you'd like to do that, we got a few minutes left. Sure.
No,
absolutely.
We can get back on the line, but they're gonna have to purchase a magazine. Half of the proceeds go towards 8Bars Youth. They're gonna have to purchase a magazine. Half the proceeds go to 8Bars Youth.
Like we said, 8Bars. And there's a talent for
exclusive footage.
There's a talent for everything. You know, even negotiations. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here at 8Bars. No. Hey, DJ Black Caesar, Miss Stacy, yo, for real, nothing but love. Hey, I'll let Montana Stacks know, Miss Stacy. I can guarantee you by tomorrow morning, I'll be giving you some information on Montana Stacks, and
that's cool.
I'll send you his info so you can talk to him.
Hey, big shout out,
okay.
Man. Just, Black Caesar, nothing but love, man. Hey. Shout out to the SIF.
We sit in the backyard right now, like y'all here with us. Like we feel like y'all here with us. We're schooling, sipping, you know what I'm saying, looking at the sky, like
we all family. You know, everybody family. Shout out to DJ Black.
Yo, real quick, I wanna say, man, shout out to my people. Hey dog, Catfish and Grits. Hey man, shout out to my man Cam Loco. You know what I'm saying? 8Bars DJ, yo, for real, yo, he's nasty. Gotta watch what I say. Nothing but love for my man King Osto. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really put it out there, but you know, maybe mid July, you know, 8Bars Radio will be out there for real. You know what I'm saying? Indie only. That's all we doing. Indie. We putting out seasoned artists who got what it takes. We putting them out on the radio. That's what we doing. Yo, look it out. LV the Slap Fiend, Plump to Gift Records, African Mike, Richard Parker, my comedian. Yo, I love this guy, man. Hey, and just watch. That guy who's bringing philosophical rhyme to you, okay?
Hey, DJ Black Caesar,
nice.
Hey, thanks for having 8 bars on. Miss K Cutter, thanks for coming through. I see you got a lot of VIP. You should be calling me. Yeah, K Cutter like no other. You should be giving me a call soon. Don't make this the 5 heartbeats, okay? Don't make me have to call you. And I did that on the air, okay? No, hey, Eddie Kane. Hey, Big Red, don't make me come see you. Make me dye my hair red, Miss K Cutter.
Oh, that's hot.
We're going to do Mad Love, dog. We got some big things coming. You already know the alumni, the whole nine. We're going to get this network together. We're going to put these indie artists out, and we're going to start getting them to the Grammys. That is Fluff's word. I'm out.
That's Fluff.
Yeah.
That's Fluff. Hey, guys.
Word. Thank you, Fluff.
Hold on 1 second, guys. We have another caller. 915-630. Go ahead, caller. You're on the phone line.
What's good?
LB
the
Slap
Queen, man.
Hey,
LB. What's up, baby? What's up, man? What it do, baby?
I love this guy.
Hey, you know, my bad I'm late, man. But, you know.
Hey, you're not late, man. You came in, like, we got 3 minutes and it's counting down 40, 39, 38. You came in right at the tail end of it, man. So we already played one of your songs. We've been talking to jazz, man. They already got all the information out there. The rest of the world knows what it is. So you guys need to tune in and check out LB the Slap Fiend, 8 bars. See what 8 bars is all about. And, I told him, LB, I told him, I said, I need to see more. Hey, I need, from you, LB? I need a banner sent to me tonight. If you guys send me a banner tonight, I have it up on my website, and I have it linked to your website, and I'd like you to do the same thing for me.
Okay. Okay. You can do that.
Definitely.
That
and
out.
You know what?
Send me a banner tonight.
First we're
going to
talk
tonight.
To Fluff.
Yeah.
Okay, Fluff. Okay,
first we're
going
to talk to
Fluff.
And I'm going to repeat this. Repeat this one more time before we do that. You guys need to check out his interview in our February issue. I had a great time interviewing him. He's a fantastic artist, great music, and he has a lot of good stuff to say. So make sure you check him out in the magazine. February issue.
Thank you, Stacey.
With the tattoos
Thank
on it.
What's going on, Caesar? Hey, check it out, LV. The show is getting ready to end, man. So let me let Stacey do her thing right quick. Stacey, go ahead and do your thing right quick, baby.
Aw, Stacey, my thing.
No. Hey, you know,
bye, everyone.
In the show. No.
I'm teasing. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night on the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. It can be 7 p.m. Central Time. Caesar, you're going to have to shout out the site because I'm not at my computer right now, so I can't think of it off the top of my head,
okay.
The link for everybody to
okay.
go to. Go ahead and shout that out, if you would, please.
You guys need to check out and always tune in. You can tune in to the DJ. Okay, let me get this straight. You can check out Rent to Pay Radio. We got the blog up there right now. All the shows are up there right now, LV's show there. So if you guys want to hear LV's show, just go to RentsDoPayMeRadio.com and go to the More box, and it'll drop down. You'll see the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show. We got it lined up perfect. My guy has it lined up perfect, Greg 6-4. He has it lined up perfect. So you guys go there and find LV's show and play it over and over again. Also, you can listen to the show right from the page right now because we have the Blog Talk player on the page also. So you guys don't have to come here anymore to the Nation Village of Islam, come to their website anymore. And it's just a good thing because now we're about to make some major things happen. So you guys can tune in to the DJ Black Caesar show, the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I know, man. It's just crazy because, you know, I've had so many different shows. We had the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. Then we went from there to the we went to the DJ Black Caesar show. Now it's the all
and the Willie show, buddy.
Now he comes back. I was looking for you.
Yeah.
I was looking for you. Hey, listen, Every time Caesar's really good about this, he always does a shout out. So everybody, make sure you tune into his page. He's going to thank all his guests and everybody. And don't just like it. We like to kind of keep the conversation going, so make a little comment on it, so we can kind of, you know, let people know that we're more than just, you know, the cartoon faces they have on there. So when he does a shout out, if you like it, great. Just leave a little comment on there, and we will definitely talk back. We like the conversations going.
Yeah, Stacey's right. We do like to conversate. So, everybody, hey, is Will still on the phone? Will, are you still here?
I'm still here, buddy. I'm listening to you, buddy.
No, not
not Willie.
I'm talking about Flux, Mr. Flux.
I got the Flux too, buddy. I got the Flux tonight. I've been in the restroom all night with the Flux and everything, buddy.
Flux, are you still there? Okay.
I think Flux
Mr.
left
Flux,
us.
Hey, check it out, guys. Anybody from the 8 Bars crew, can you guys get
right here, LV. Right here, baby. I'm right here.
Hey, LV. This is what I need, LV. I need to get in touch with Mr. Flux and tell him to send me over. Everybody was on the show tonight, so I know everybody's name was on the show. Tell him he can send it to me in the chat room on Facebook. I just got him on Facebook, so tell him I'd like for it to come through there, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, I got you. I'll hit him up right soon after the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Okay, guys, tune in every Wednesday night to the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show, where it always goes down. We have major interviews. We also do independent artists. I love independent artists also, just to let you know. And then we also put them in a magazine called the A&R Urban Edition magazine. We will put you in there. If you're a good artist, you got something outstanding that you're doing. So we're going to get 8 bars in the June edition. And whoever else in the June edition, right now for this edition right here, we have the 69 Boys on the front cover of this next magazine.
Great interview
out.
With Thrill. Yes. Yep.
Right. So we're going to have the 69 Boys and somebody else maybe, you know, so you guys are going to look out for the new magazine. Don't just look at it. Don't just like on it. Make sure you get one also, because we got a lot of interesting things going on in that magazine. So get one of those. If you want to get that one, wait for 8 Bars come out in the June edition. You can grab one of those, because we're going to have everybody that's on the phone and right now with us. They're going to be in that magazine. So, okay, guys, I guess we'll call it Urban Edition 8 Bars. 8 Bars, something like that.
Special edition.
Not going to happen. No time. Okay. Check it out, guys. Keep tuning in here, because we got everything going down right now. Also, guys, make sure you tune in to the new website also. We got it up and running right now. You guys will love it. We got models. We got you name it, man. We got everything on the website. Go there and check it out. It's a brand-new radio space. You guys want to send me music, you can send your music to rentsdopayme@gmail.com. Again, that's rentsdopayme@gmail.com, guys. Send me whatever you want. Make sure you got lots and lots of cursing in it, or make sure you don't got no cursing in it at all, because we take them both ways. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Great show. Thanks, LV. We appreciate you showing up, buddy, and we will talk to you guys on the flip-flop. You know how we do it.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Good night, guys. All right.